Good evening. Welcome to HBCU iRadio Family Circle, where we discuss financial awareness and life issues. We are your hosts, James and Jeanette. You want to say your name, Jeanette?
I would like to say my name, Jeanette.
We are your hosts, James and Jeanette, owners of J Squared Financial Services. And our co-hosts and regular contributors with us tonight, we have with us Tasha, CEO, Tasha Jordan, CEO of Ella Rose Group. We have Kimberly Marshall, the queen of the Queen City. She is the owner of Queen City Insurance Group. We also have with us Tamara and Jazz, hosts of JT Ladies Lounge. And we want to take a moment to wish a happy birthday to one of our co-hosts, Chef Ron. Him and his wife Precious are out in Vegas enjoying their time right now. So a happy birthday to the host of Perspective with the Ballers. Everybody say happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
All right. So, hey, we're a family circle, so you know we got to celebrate family. So in that state. So, and we also have two guests with us tonight, Maya and Janae. Janae is my daughter, and Maya is Tamara's daughter, and we just wanted to bring them on because our topic this evening is hashtag Father Daughter Goals. It's a book that was written by Kyle A. Green and Aubrey Green. We call her Bree. And it basically talks about how a beautiful bond between a father and his daughter was formed by a simple promise. And so what we're going to do this evening, I'm going to start by reading the dedication of this book as we start. So the dedication of hashtag Father Daughter Goals. This book is dedicated to every father that plays an active role in the life of his daughter. The responsibility of raising a daughter is not easy, but it is vital in her development and future success. We find fatherhood admirable. Hats off to fathers, father figures, stepdads, and male mentors who stand in the gap for missing fathers. You are all the real MVPs. To all the daughters, and especially the mothers who are still a daddy's girl, this book is dedicated to you. A man can never truly understand real unconditional love until he looks into the eyes of his daughter. You touch the heart of your father in a way you would never believe. You, too, are the real MVPs. Lastly, this book is dedicated to our families. We love our Green, Gaston, and Beasley families so much. To Cha and KJ, we can never thank you two enough for loving us and always being there, no matter what. You two are definitely the real MVPs. Bree and Kyle. Fidette. Okay, Sherilyn Fidette. Hey, how y'all doing this evening, Family Circle? We're here with Sherilyn Fidette, and she actually had her father and Kyle were really close, and she told us a very inspirational story. I know it was a sad story for you, but it was very inspirational for us as you talked about the relationship that you had with your father. And I love the fact that you said you still have that relationship with your father, too, our father.
That's right.
And that's amazing to me. So your relationship with Kyle, how has it helped you deal with the fact that your father's no longer with you, but your father's with you?
Yes. So Cal and I never met until the passing of my father. Cal came to my father's funeral. I did not even know until we started attending Ford City Church, and I saw him, and I could not look at him. I cried knowing that he ate with my daddy every day. Like, mm-hmm. He had a connection with my father. It was very sentimental. But Cal and Bree are amazing. Their relationship reminds me of my father and me and my father's relationship, and it's just beautiful. Even though, you know, we go through struggles, but our Heavenly Father brings us out of those. He never leaves us.
That's right.
And, you know, it took losing my father to really get in and learn about our Heavenly Father. My earthly father was everything to me, everything.
Right.
And just, you know, now knowing that we don't, everybody doesn't have a father, but we have a Heavenly Father. And just making that connection that I know now is just powerful.
And thank you. I'm not going to prolong this. I know this, as energetic as it is, I know it's very difficult for you. And so we're going to continue to pray for you.
Thank you.
You know, God is going to continue to guide you. And thank you. You know, you don't realize sharing that story helps other people because a lot of people are dealing with the same thing. So God bless you, young lady. God bless you.
Thank you
for being on HBCU Radio Family Circle.
I'll have their daddy will be coming out shortly.
Okay, awesome. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you. So that's the dedication. And I found it truly, truly amazing because so many fathers are doing the right things, and we have a tendency to talk about those that are not doing the right thing. So let's talk about the fathers that are stepping up to the plate and making sure that they're active in their daughters' lives and they're the role models for the men that are going to be coming into the daughters' lives. Now, one of the things that when we were there on last night, and this show is running Monday, so we were there on last Thursday when they actually last Wednesday when they had their book signing. So on last Wednesday, we had an opportunity to experience magic. It was truly, truly magical, and it also came with a level of sadness. There was one young woman there, and we'll hear her testimony as we have some sound bites from the recording, whose father was best friend or good friends with Kyle, and it was his mentor, and he would have lunch with him every day, and one day he didn't show up for lunch, and her dad had passed, and that was her best friend, and she said it took her a long time to look Kyle in his face because every time she saw him, she saw her father, and it wasn't until she matured and realized that her heavenly father was in control, and that she still had that divine cover of a father that she was able to look at Kyle. So she was one of the key speakers on the book signing last Wednesday. So that was profound. So I'm going to open the floor to Jeanette and let her give a quick view of what she experienced last night.
Okay. Good evening, my HBCU family. How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Awesome, everyone. Well, last night, the experience was really amazing. First of all, the room was full of people who love Bree and Kyle. You can tell that definitely it was a community family effort. People from far and wide came to help support the book launch. And they had also, too, the full support of the school in which Bree attends. They also, too, had support of you know, local businesses as well. The book launch was amazing. The book launch, I don't know how to to explain it, but it was really great to be in the room and to see how Bree and Kyle has affected all of the people in the room. So it was an amazing event.
All right, now, thank you for joining us. We're here supporting Kyle and Bree as they release their book, hashtag Father Daughter Goals. Now, how do you know Kyle?
I know Kyle from at Benedict, and Bree is one of the mentors at Morgan and McKinley's Camp Love Yourself.
Okay, awesome.
So she's one of their mentors, so we're out here to hear and support them for their book signing.
Okay, awesome. Yes. Now, what do you find unique about their relationship? What inspires you about their relationship?
Well, their relationship is similar to my father. And our relationship, my father just recently passed in February. So,
I hear that.
Yes, thank you. So I'm also a daddy's girl, so I understand the connection that Bree and Kyle have, the love that they share, the bond that they have between each other is unbreakable. So I look forward to reading the book because I know it's amazing.
Yes.
So I know it's amazing. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you again for joining us on HBCU. iRadio Family Circle.
Thank you,
continue to support them, and we'll continue to support you. And
thank you.
For y'all have anything to say on the radio? Okay. Well, God bless y'all. We appreciate you. All right. That's awesome. Tasha, I'm gonna turn it over to you real quick because you were there, and then we'll go into some questions. But what were your thoughts, Tasha, of just not necessarily the book launch, but the reason behind the book launch?
Hey guys, this is Tasha with the Ella Rose Group. I guess for me, the reason I've known Kyle, we worked together previous job, and so I know his passion or a compassion that he has for learning and his style of teaching and what he wanted to see from his students. But to actually see him with his daughter in his element, and they look like twins. If you guys see the book, you know, I think we'll post it online. But they look like twins. Just to see them in that element, it was just, it kind of did something to me. To see a father and daughter, like, I believe that that's one of the most important relationships that you can have as a father and a daughter, because you're going to marry, 9 times out of 10, you marry your father. And for to have someone as an example of Kyle, it's remarkable just to see him with Bree and how their relationship is and who she could potentially marry, somebody like her dad, which would be just great.
Because I know him and I follow him on social media, so I've seen his relationship with his daughter kind of firsthand, just her going through high school and entering college, and just how you know, the strong bond that they have. And also, you could tell that they have a really strong bond. And I also, you know, my father's still living as well. And I just, me and my father don't have the same closeness as far as our relationship. So, in today's, you know, society, I think that's important for fathers to be nurturing to their young daughters, making sure they stay right on the path. And what really touched me about their story is because Aubrey was born when Kyle was in the 10th grade, so he made sure that he didn't want, you know, his daughter to follow the same path.
Right.
And that's very commendable, you know, when you become a young parent and that you, you know, decide to do the right thing and be an awesome parent to your child.
Right.
And so I really respect the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you know, I've been kind of watching it on social media.
All right.
I just think it's awesome they decided to do the book.
All right, that's awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time, ma'am. God bless you. And thank you for joining us here on the HBCUI Radio Family Circle. All right, God bless. Okay, awesome. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and talk to some of the people. Like, we have Maya on, and we have Janae on. So we're going to start with Maya. Maya, tell us a little bit about how your feelings in regards to a father-daughter relationship, and just give us a little background about yourself, if you don't mind.
So my feelings towards, well, when you say a little background, do you mean me personal or with my relationship with my father?
A combination of both.
Okay, so long story short, my biological father is not in my life. I don't really have a relationship with him. He's in and out of it. I don't, you know, I don't really speak with him a lot. However, my mother got married maybe when I was around 2, don't quote me on the age, but I was fairly young, and they were together for a while. And, of course, with me already being in the picture, my stepfather at the time, who was John, he stepped up to the plate, and he raised me. Years later, my mom and John got a divorce, but that didn't, you know, that didn't interfere with our relationship. He still raised me. We still have a relationship outside of what my mother and him had. So that's my father figure. And my feelings towards a father and daughter relationship, my father, John, that's my best friend. That's somebody I turn to when I'm confused, when I just don't know what to do, whenever I want to start something, whenever I want to quit something. That's my person. That's my go-to. And so, yeah, that's my take on the father-daughter relationship.
That is truly, truly amazing, and it's admirable. So when it comes to your father, you said that's your go-to person. Now, when you think about the relationship, do you think that you would be where you are right now if it were not for that relationship? How has it really impacted you?
No, I wouldn't. My father has instilled courage, strength, and just going after anything that I believe that I had my mind set for. And so with that being said, as I've gotten older, I've branched out and I've tried so many things. And it's because of him that I felt I'm capable of doing it. You know, it may be hard and it may be easy. However, I know that I'm capable of doing it because of the things that my father has instilled in me. So I wouldn't be where I am without the relationship that we've built over the years and the relationship that we're still building.
All right, that's awesome. That's awesome. So we're going to branch. Does anybody else on the panel have any questions or any feedback for Maya at this time?
Yeah, how old is Maya? Maya, how old are you, sweetheart?
I'm 21.
Do you have any kind of relationship? I think you said something about not having a relationship with your biological, but your entire relationship with your stepdad. He's your father figure. Is that right?
Yes.
Has that made you feel any type of way that you're – one quick – I'm sorry, Jay. Any type of way that your biological father hasn't been in your life? Do you feel like you've missed anything not having him?
In the beginning, I did feel a void. I felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like he didn't accept me or I was a mistake. And for a while, I was concerned. I questioned my mom. I questioned my family. Like, what did I do for him to not want to be a part of my life? But I took a step back, and I'm like, I can't try to sit and figure out what's going on with him, because now that I'm older, I'm learning that it's not me. It's whatever he has going on. He has some things that he needs to figure out, because I'm the child and he's the adult. I shouldn't have to keep reaching out and getting and keep asking you and begging you for answers. So I stepped back and I realized what was in front of me, which was John. And so we built on that relationship. And I am slowly building a relationship with my biological father's side of the family. So I'm very happy about that, because even though I don't have him in my life, I still do have a little piece of him, which is that side of the family.
Well, God bless you. You're wise beyond your years. That's really nice. God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Maya, for chiming in. At this time, we're going to take a short sponsor break, and I'm going to bring on the queen of the Queen City. How you doing, Miss Kim Marshall? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
All right, great. Tell us a little bit about what you do and who you sell and how people can contact you about your merchandise.
Okay. Well, what I do is, you know how when people pass away, there's no life insurance, there's no funding to bury your loved one, and everybody's running around like crazy doing GoFundMes and trying to raise money. But what I do is actually provide the funding by way of life insurance or burial insurance to the family, preferably getting them paid really fast. I like to get with companies that pay really fast. And I'm also big on pre-planning. So I help families with life insurance in the burial area. That's my area of expertise, is funeral planning. So I like to be able to help families not have that burden. And I think it's plenty of us. If you've been around long enough, those of us who are a little more seasoned, like me and James, we've unfortunately seen enough people pass away without having the financial benefit of being able to bury their family. So that's really, really where my agency focuses on, is what we call in the business final expense or burial insurance. Also focus on helping seniors, the 50 to 85 market, with Medicare and health insurance as well, and annuities and retirement. So Queen City Insurance Group, that's our focus. You know, our mission is really to help educate and empower our clients so that they don't have to deal with the devastation of losing a loved one. My phone number where I can be reached, I'm in the Charlotte area, is 704-559-9279. My email address is queencityqueen1960@gmail.com. And my website, which is still under construction, is queencityqueengroup.com. queencityqueengroup.com.
All right. Thank you, Queen. We appreciate you sharing that with us. And again, please, if you have family in need, or if you just have questions about financial services, how you can take care of your family after you lose a loved one, because you love someone, she, Queen always tells me, you need to talk. All right, so we're coming back. Welcome to HBCU iRadio Family Circle. I'm your host, James. I'm here with my wife, Jeanette. You going to say hi, Jeanette?
Hi.
All right, and tonight's discussion is hashtag Father Daughter Goals, a book by Kyle and Bree Green, and it's a father and daughter team. And I'm just going to read the back of the cover. It says, every father and daughter has the potential to become hashtag Father Daughter Goals. However, every father and daughter has to be willing to put in the work to get there. My grandmother used to always tell me, Kyle, baby, anything worth having should be at least be worth fighting for. I fought really hard to create this amazing bond that I had with my daughter today, because I realized early that her future success would be directly tied to just how well I raised her in the present. Fathers, your daughters need you in their lives, so please do not take your critical, important role for granted. Number, hashtag father-daughter goals is not just a cute little hashtag. It's a mindset. It's a culture. It's a responsibility. It's a way of life. All right, that is the book we're talking about today, hashtag father-daughter goals, how a beautiful bond between a father and his daughter was formed by a simple promise. All right, so we're going to continue on with the show and turn it over to our contributors, JT Ladies Lounge. How are y'all doing, ladies?
Fine. Hello. Hello, everyone. We're doing fine.
Yes, we are great.
This is Tamara from JT Ladies Lounge, and I'm loving the topic. Again, I know we had this discussion before, but these are topics that you can never get enough of. These can go on for hours and days and months and years. So I do have a question. Jazz, you could do a little introduction, and then I have a few questions for Maya, and I also have a question for some few questions for Janae.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Jazz, the other half of JT Ladies Lounge, and I agree with Tamara. This is a very, very great topic, and I was just listening to Jemiah, and I was like, I'm overhearing my feelings a little bit. I had to fix myself before I said anything, but our show basically is about women empowerment. It's also about it's also just about uplifting, you know, women and children, but we also thought about expanding, so we just uplifting everybody and just having a good time. So this we didn't want to exclude the men. So this topic is really, really good, and I'm just, you know, so honored to be a part of the show. I didn't have any questions. I'm just listening to the testimonies and stuff. So, friend, if you got questions, you can go ahead and ask.
I do a lot of community service around Columbia. I'm from this area, 29203 area code, mm-hmm. and Kyle supports everything that I do.
Right.
And it was only right that I support him, and I also have a daughter
that
I'm in love with, uh-huh. and I always tell Kyle that he's my role model. He's our role model.
That's right.
And how we want to be. My best friend, she and I talk about everything at four.
Right.
She asked me a lot of questions. We're tight. Biggest thing.
Right. I see that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank
now,
you.
Now, what's your name again, sir? Right. Now, Mr. Myers is here with his daughter. And he said that Kyle and Bree are inspiration to him and role models, so to speak. And now she's good. She's good. I just love him right now. She's whispering in his ear, hugging his neck, wanting to be a part of everything. So this is exciting. But thank you very much, sir, for joining us on HBCU Radio Family Circle. And continue to support him. And we all look forward to reading the book. And when we have a panel, I would love to have you come on that panel. I'll reach out to Kyle and see if we can get you on there. All right. Take care, sir. All right. God bless you, man. Take care now.
Hello, Janae. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. Well, let me tell you, I'm glad to have you on the show talking to us tonight because I know this is a serious topic. And knowing the family well, I definitely know you are a daddy's girl.
Yes, I'm a huge one, and I'm a sensitive.
And knowing your relationship throughout the years is such a beautiful blessing to be able to witness it and, you know, at you know, one point even be able to be a part of it. So God bless you both. But I do have a question. One of the questions is pretty much some of the same questions that James asked Jemiah. What do you feel is the impact of having a father-daughter's relationship?
There's so many. I would say the two top things that my dad really impacted me is that I am smart. I am an intelligent young lady. Because I know growing up, I was born with a speech impediment. So when I talked to people, no one could understand me. It was like a struggle. Even in high school, like people still ask me, like, what do you say? And automatically, people just think I'm not smart. And I had a problem growing up. I always compare myself to my brother because a lot of people in my school would think he was the smart one and I was, like, the okay one. And my dad, he was just, like, saying, before I go to school, like he would take me to school every morning. That's the thing. Like, there's never a moment where I feel like my dad wasn't there. Like, since the time I was born, it wasn't never a moment. But I remember, like, my dad would just drop me off at school. I was, like, be smart. Like, you are smart. Like, you're amazing. You're God's child. He created me this way. And he just showed that he loved me and my brother just both. And he made me feel like I don't need to compare. Like, I know who I am, especially, like, I know how my dad sees me. I know how, like, I don't need to compare myself to anyone else because my dad sees me as an amazing person, so, and a smart girl. And that kind of showed my grades. Because I know like, that my dad has faith in me and my grades actually shown because I was like, I'm not going to pay attention to all these haters, you know? I'm not going to pay attention to them because my dad has faith in me. He knows I'm smart. And another impact is how a man should treat me. That was like a huge one for me because my dad, he pretty much taught me, he just love on me so much, and this is how, like, my dad was like, don't make me show a man treat you this way. Don't let a man talk you down. And he always tell me, like, look how I treat your mom, and he always reminds me that I don't deserve less. I don't need to change anything. I don't need to change my standards to fit in what the world wants me to change in, and don't be desperate for a man to be in your life, because my dad, he is my first love. My dad is my best friend. So that's another thing. I don't need a man to, like, to fulfill me. Because my dad showed me that love for me. So, but, yeah, it was, like, the two things that, like, he kind of, like, helped me over the years. Since the time I was born, he just know how to, he just love on me. Like, he just,
that's
his love
awesome.
Just really impacted me.
Janae, that is awesome. Just listening to what you're saying, that is awesome. You know, to have that, that proudness to talk about your dad, you know, because you have some kids, daughters, not just going to say kids, daughters that, you know, as soon as they say their dad, or, you know, their father name, it's like, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. So just to hear the way how you talk about him is amazing. I do have another question. Actually, I lost track, but I'm going to go to the second question I have. What you saying that how your dad told you, or, you know, how men should treat you, or you saying yourself that you don't need attention from men. Oh, that's what the question was. That's amazing because sometimes daughters or, you know, young girls seek that attention. So they become, you know, sexual active at an early age or promiscuous or, you know, looking for the love in the wrong places. So for you to be able to talk about that and with confidence, is amazing. But I do have a question, another question that, like, I wouldn't be a hard question, but do you, like, tonight, you said you're going on a date tonight, right? So do you compare I know that the age is, you know, the age gap is, you know, different. But when you are, you know, dating a young boy, young man, do you compare them to your dad? And you, like, say, nah, I can't date him. He's not like my dad.
I mean, like, for me, yes, I absolutely, like, now he's my boyfriend, actually. But when we went on, like, the dates and stuff, I made sure if he liked my dad, because my dad always paid for my food. That's why I'm expensive. He always paid for my food. My dad heard me, like, let me complain about, like, girly stuff, you know? Like, my dad treated me well. My dad opened doors for me. My dad is old-fashioned, so he opened doors. He doesn't eat his food until I get my food. Like, those kind of things. I look for little things, and my boyfriend, he does. Because I remember one time, this is how my dad told me, or this is my mom. This is my mom know that she wanted to marry my dad. Not saying I'm ready for marriage. I ain't ready for that. But I'm just saying, like, this is how my mom knew. Her car broke down with something on the highway, and my dad was there for her. And he fixed her car, and then he closed the lid, and that's my mom knew. And for me, there was a moment where I live in Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia, so there's a lot of snow. And I didn't call him up or anything. I just looked outside the window because I was like, oh, I had to get the snow off. And there he was. It was heavy snow, too. He was taking the snow off my car without even, like, telling me. And so, like, just a little thing, I was like, wow, like, I know, like, in this generation, men, I'm going to say boys don't do that. Men does. And my dad, he's a man, so, like, he set the standards of what I want in a guy. He really does. Like, he set the standards. If it's not the same level, I don't want it.
Right. And you know what? Even when you said my dad is old-fashioned, and it's – how old are you, Janae?
I'm 20, turning 21. Okay. Turning 21.
All right, 21. So what you even saying, that's old-fashioned, and that's the thing. It shouldn't be old-fashioned. It should be the normal for a man to open – a young man to open the door for a lady, regardless if they're dating or not. Honestly, because my son is 14, and when we get out the car together, we walk somewhere, I don't open the door, you know, and he's 14, and if I see a lady coming before us, Jonathan, speed up, open the door. So for you to even say that's old-fashioned, that goes to saying this generation is so sad, because it shouldn't even be an old-fashioned thing.
I know.
It really shouldn't.
That's why they're boys to me. They're just boys. So,
right,
and I can't settle
right.
for a boy. I can't. I'm too way ahead to my goal that my dad, like, my dad really pushed me to be successful, but, like he helped me define my identity. Like, he helped me find what I want to major, what I want to know. And the thing about my dad, he was, you know, with changing majors, he was always supportive. He was like, I can see you doing that. I can see that doing this. So doing American Sign Language, my dad was like, wow. I think that's the most time, like, I seem like, wow, it matched up. You went through all this. You can't, like, my speech impediment, and people questioning how I speak, and now I'm doing sign language where I don't have to talk. So it's, like, it's really great. So, but I'm just too far ahead to settle for a boy. I just can't.
Wow, that is amazing. And I actually have a comment, and then I'm going to, you know, give the floor to anybody else that may have something to say or want to share. But as a mom, and even with my daughter, listening to her and just the conversations that we have had, and I talked to her and her biological dad not being in her life, I was never one of those parents that felt that, you know, you don't need a father in your life. You know, I'm mother and dad. You know, I'm mom and dad. You know, so to be able for her to have that father figure in her life, I'm, you know, so blessed to have had that. And as a mother, we can teach our daughters, you know, a man shouldn't do this. Let a man do this. Let him, you know, a man should do this, a man should do that. But it's a different feeling when it's actually coming from another male, not just mm-hmm. any male, coming from your father or even a father figure. You know, because sometimes as women, we can tell our kids, our daughters, let me, you know, focus on our daughters, not just our kids, but tell our daughters we shouldn't allow a man to do this and do that, this is what they should be doing, but then be doing what we're telling our daughters not to do. So they may mm-hmm. go out and look for that man. So with my daughter's boyfriend, current boyfriend, I'm blessed to have had him be that man, that young man that is respectable. You know, he's lovable. You know, he's the family loves him. So I know her dad, who is John, showed that that father figure of what a man should be, even with going through problems or situations, you fight through it. You know what I'm saying? You work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never a age limit on it. You know, sometimes you hear people say, oh, you're too young to be in love. You know, won't you go out and date and explore the world? No. Sometimes it's not always like that. You know, sometimes it's not always like that. Just because you're 20 and 21, if this is who you want to be with, build that relationship with that person. Because you and Maya, the relationship that you guys have with your dads and looking for that young love that can grow into, you know, a marriage and everything. You have people that are adults that can't even have that. Oh, don't even know how to have that because they wasn't taught that. So that's all I need to say. Thank you, Jamaya and Janae, for y'all comments and all that. So
all right.
Anybody all right. else have something to say?
Yeah, I'm going to chime in real quick because we've been blessed to have one more daughter chime in. We have Genesis Jordan, Tasha's Jordan's daughter. Genesis, are you with us?
I'm Genesis Jordan. I attend Augusta Technical College. I'm 19 years old. My dad and our relationship is amazing because certain kids, you know, doesn't have a father while they're growing up. But my daddy stuck around and took care of us, made sure we got through elementary, middle, and high school. And I'm very thankful for him.
What do you think is the most amazing part about the relationship that you have with your father?
Basically, I can talk to him about anything, or if I really need something and I'm down, he's always there, like a phone call away. Like, it's never a dull moment with him. He's funny.
All right. So it's fair to say that he keeps you laughing even when you're sad.
Yes.
All right. That's amazing. So as you experience life, what do you hope that your relationship would evolve into as you enter into adulthood on a higher level? I know in your mind you're adult now, but as you continue to grow and get older, what is your hope that you would like to have a relationship with your dad? How do you see that?
I hope that we stay close because, yeah, he's my everything. And, yeah, without him, I don't know what I will do because he brought me this far. And without him, there was no hope, probably.
Okay, that is amazing. And I believe one of your sisters is on the phone, too. Who else joined us?
Oh,
you're
talking about
Naija Jordan.
What's your name?
Naija Jordan.
Hi, Naija. How you doing? It's good to have you on. And see, now this is beautiful because now, do y'all have like? Tell us a little bit about you, Naija.
I'm 18 years old. I currently graduated from Westwood High School, and without my dad, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. With him lifting me up and not bringing me down or anything when I had hard times in school. And listening to all my problems and trying to solve and help me solve all my problems in high school with schoolwork and real life problems.
Now I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked your sister. What is one of the most important things that you have established with your father? What do you see as one of the most important parts of your relationship?
He's a very caring person, and he never talk down on you and try to uplift you on certain things, well, basically everything. And if you're wrong, he's going to tell you when you're wrong. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. And when you're correct, he's going to give you the pat on the back and be like, oh, that's a great job or everything. But he never down talks you, even if we're wrong on certain things.
That's truly amazing. Now Genesis, from your standpoint, you're the oldest, I believe, Genesis, right?
Yes.
All right, and so do you think there was always enough daddy to go around? Was he able to
yes.
give you what you need? And,
yes.
And your sister?
He's a great provider, right. Yes.
All right, so that's amazing. I appreciate both of you guys coming on. Does anybody else have any questions for these young ladies?
Yes, James. This is Tamara from JC Ladies Lounge. I do. I have a question actually for all the ladies, if you have time to answer. What would you say to other young girls that doesn't have a father figure in their life that's feeling down or feeling abandoned by their dad? What words of encouragement would you give other young girls?
Well, this is Genesis talking, but I would say keep your head up, because one day he's going to need you and he's going to see that he missed out on a lot. And I can't say that I feel how you feel, because I never felt it, but I can't say just keep your head up and keep pushing.
Awesome. Good. That's a good answer. Good. Anybody else want to answer?
Yes, I can. This is Niaja. I would like to say something. I would say if you have a grandfather or somebody who's around and feels like a father figure to you, look at them as someone. You don't need an actual father to grow up as a successful woman and succeed in life, because it's not all about that. Just look up to someone that gave you that father figure love, I feel.
That's amazing. I thank both of you for chiming in. And so we're about to wrap up, because during this segment we actually have some live feeds that we're going to add to our show. And throughout, you've heard from different people that's been at the book signing, that's been at the release. We heard from Brandy and our auntie and so many others who have chimed in that was a support for both Carl and Bree during this hashtag father-daughter goal. One of the things I want to leave all the young ladies as you listen and you look, as you mentioned, looking for the right father figure, it's important that the mothers put the right father figure in that child's life too, because unfortunately, some of them may look in the wrong place. So we have to make sure we're steering them to the right place to find that outlet. So with that being said, hashtag father, daughter, go. And you know what? Before we go, I think I left out one sister, Miss Parker. Miss Parker, if you're on the phone, and this is another of Tasha's daughters, mm-hmm. sister. Miss Parker, you ready to talk to us? Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay, now what? How old are you, Parker?
7.
Okay, you 7 years old, so you're our youngest host this evening. So I want to ask you, tell me a little about how much you love your daddy.
A lot, because he's funny, he's kind, and he always tells me that I'm beautiful.
And I know he's not telling any stories, so that's amazing. So when what is the best part about your daddy's hug?
So one time that my teacher asked me to ask my dad or my parents or my mom that we can ask them that were they saving money for us to go to college. And I asked my dad, and he said yes.
Okay, that's right. So he wanted to make sure that you're set up to do some great things in your life. Well, Ms. Parker, thank you, Parker, for joining us. I say Ms. Parker because I know every time I talk to your mom, she say Ms. Parker. All right. And I thank all of the daughters for chiming in and letting us know how much you love and appreciate your dads and your fathers in your life. And I encourage any young lady that don't have that or any mother, make sure that you guide your daughters to the right place, and we'll be watchful over them, because that relationship between father and daughter is one of the most significant relationships that a young lady can have in her daughter. How does that inspire you to want to have that relationship with your daughter?
I think Kyle is a dad's dad, right? I think, you know, you got your dad who's there, who provides and whatnot, but I think he's really her friend. I think he juggles the line really well between, okay, let me be a disciplinarian and let me be a father.
Right.
I think that's really hard to do. He makes it look super seamless.
Right.
Because I see them do it all the time. So I think that's motivating, like, and especially in today's world. You want your kids to have that friendship, you want that bond, but you also want them to be productive citizens. I think he did a great job when I saw it. Producing what we all see today.
Awesome. Well, I'm not going to keep you. Thank you all very much for coming on. And again, we all look forward to reading that book, and we're going to actually have a panel of fathers and daughters on here soon. And you'll see that on Kyle's page, since y'all follow him, and just join us when we have that. Okay. All right. God bless y'all. Y'all take care. All right. Now I'm here with Tasha and Kenya today. Ben out here rounding up the crowd, and we got Jeanette out here with us as well. And so, real quick, how has it been going so far for you?
Hey, this is Tasha with Ella Rose Group. It's been phenomenal out here. The energy is awesome. You know, Kyle always brings the energy. So it's been really, really awesome with the crowd, and to see so much love and support that they're bringing, and the attention to father-daughter goals, which is very important and very much needed within the community.
Hi, this is Kenyetta Moore with M2M Financial Group, and I'm excited. I have a big old smile on my face, and I cannot take it off because I can feel so much love and positivity in the air. So I'm just excited with what they're doing and what they have put together because, like Tasha said, we needed more of that in our community.
And so next we have Ms. Ryan Jenkins, who is Ms. Aria's seventh grade teacher. How awesome is that? So how are you, Ms. Jenkins?
Good. How are you?
I'm awesome. So tell us a little bit about Aria, I guess, growing up.
Aria always brought her A game when it came to her work, when it came to her behavior. And we never lost contact when she left my classroom. I just do what I do. I try to encourage. I've actually made a promise to parents. Your child will love to read by the time they leave my classroom. And she was actually one of those success stories, which I'm glad that now has transpired for her as a writer, which my mind is still blown about it.
And so are you currently still in the school?
I'm in year 15. Awesome. So that would explain why she is 21 now, and I'm still in the classroom. But I'm still in the classroom, but I'm doing what's called AVID, where we're pretty much trying to promote kids who are in the middle, and we're trying to push them to go even higher, so when they graduate from high school, they have options. But at the same time, I'm definitely seeing myself teaching a little bit longer when you see success stories like this, because there's hope in the world. There is hope.
Well, I think you did a phenomenal job, and for her to highlight you at this book signing and just to kind of say how much you brought that love for reading to the forefront, to a point where she's writing a book, I think it's phenomenal,
awesome.
And that says a lot about you and how great you are and how well you do with the kids.
Thank you so much
for being an educator.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Life. So, again, thank you very much for joining us on HBCUI Radio Family Circle. I'm your host, James. I'm here with my lovely wife.
Jeanette.
And IAC coordinator on cue. And you'll have a great evening, and I'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you next week on HBCU iRadio Family Circle. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.